the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we're going to have a good corner today. We all woke up blessed. So you all come and spend a few minutes with me in Karen's Inquisitive Corner this afternoon. I do not own the rights to the music, but I'm listening to Mississippi Mass Choir this afternoon. And so you come on and let's praise him for a couple more minutes before we start the corner, okay? Thank you all for joining. Those of you that's joining right now, thank you all that are going to look at it a little later on today, tomorrow, next week, whenever we're here. Because I know there's so much stuff that you could be doing, but you're taking the time to spend time with me in the corner. And it's really, really, really appreciated. Okay, today I'm going to talk about migraines. So who suffers from migraines? So any of you all suffer from migraines? I personally do not suffer from migraines. This is one thing I don't have. I got enough. But I do have headaches, but I don't suffer from migraines. But I do know people that suffer from migraines, and it's really, really, really hard when they have these migraine headaches. So do any of you all suffer from migraines? Let me know. A headache and a migraine is two different things. I want to start out with that. So a headache may feel like a bad pain inside your brain, but most of the time the headache happens around your brain. It's not actually inside your brain, but it actually happens around your brain. It's not really the brain that hurts, although it may feel like it's the brain that hurts. So the brain has electric impulses, okay? And these impulses is what give us our thoughts and our behaviors and our perception of the world and everything that we do. As I'm sitting here talking right now, and you all are listening to me right now and taking all this in, our brain is sending electric impulses out constantly. Every time you think, every time you read, every time you move, every time you do anything, the brain sends neurons that speak to each other. So they talk to each other. And they send electric charges to each other. And that's how the brain communicates. That's how the brain tells me to say what I'm saying, doing what I'm doing, moving my hands or whatever. So that's how the brain works. And we talked about something like that in a past corner. The brain communicates, which allows us to do what we do, what we say, how we feel, how we interact. You all are probably thinking this, but just think about what an amazing God we have to make this work out so perfect. Please do understand that these neurons are always firing off electric pulses, but understand that they work in a perfect order, that they're organized, okay? That they have a set pattern. Impulses are very organized. They're just not shooting out there. They have a set pattern. They flash out just enough electricity that we need to do what we're doing, just enough that I need to do this corner and talk to you all right now. Now, if that's not amazing, now think about, I'm finna get off for just a minute, but think about if man did those electric impulses. We would be so messed up. But just think, they are perfect. Perfect. As we go through the day, I want you to think about how perfectly made we are. When these pulses become unorganized, they're speaking to each other, but they don't hear each other. You know, they're missing each other. They don't hear each other. They're not connecting. That's when we can have a headache. Okay? They don't have any pattern. They don't have any organization. That's when we can have a headache. And headaches can be temporary or they can go for a long time, as some of you all know that suffer from migraines. When we have headaches, this electricity, this electric activity, it causes a change in the blood flow in our brain, which in turn affects the brain's nerves, which causes the pain. Our brain sends out electricity. It talks to each other and it's perfect. It's just perfect, organized pattern. When that pattern becomes abnormal and it's missing each other and they're not communicating, then it can cause a headache. The blood vessels can either dilate, which means they can get bigger, or they can constrict, which means they'll get smaller. Now let's think about that. When they dilate, the blood can go a lot faster than it's supposed to go, causing a headache. When it constricts, the blood is going slower and it's hard to get through the vessels, which can also cause a headache. So our vessels are perfectly made that the blood goes through it exactly the flow that it's supposed to go. When that changes or becomes abnormal, that can cause a headache. Regular headache pain can range from mild or severe. And they can occur on both sides of the head. Okay, they can also occur on the forehead, on the temples, or in the back of the head. Okay, so it's really, really important that you understand your own body and understand where your headaches are located. A normal headache can last up to 30 minutes or even a week off and on, just for a normal, regular headache. The Mayo Clinic says that tension headaches are the most common type of headache. Now, tension headache is caused by anxiety. A tension headache can be caused by stress, or it can be caused by a muscle strain in your brain. There are a lot of different types of headaches. Now, I didn't know that. Who knew? But there are a lot of different types of headaches. One is called a thunderclap headache. This headache is fast, it's strong, and this headache could indicate an aneurysm, meaning you've got a blood vessel in the brain that's bleeding, or a hemorrhage in the brain. It's really, really, really painful, and it's fast, and it's quick. If that happens, go to an ER really, really, really fast. And of course, we have sinus headaches. We talked about that in the corner when we talked about sinuses. So we have sinus headaches. Sinus headaches are often confused with migraines. But when you have a sinus headache, of course, you have the stuffy nose, the fever, the facial pressure, the congestion, and all that that goes along with it. To indicate that it's a sinus headache and not a migraine. You can also have something called cluster headaches. And these headaches is kind of just what it says. It may occur on one side of the head, or it may occur on another side of the head. But they'll attack you and then they'll stop. But then they'll come back and then they'll stop. Okay. And then they'll come back and then they'll stop. So that's called cluster headaches. Now, migraine headache usually affects one side of the head. It can affect both sides of the head, but it usually affects one part of the head. And now the difference in a headache, I've explained to you what a headache is. The difference in a headache and a migraine is, a migraine has side effects, nausea and vomiting involved in it. Your head is gonna hurt so bad that you're just gonna feel nauseated or start vomiting. Vomiting is the worst thing in the world to me that I can do. You may have pain behind your eyes. And it's a throbbing pain. And every time it throbs, it gets bigger and bigger, may get worse and worse and worse. A migraine can also be light sensitive. So when you have a migraine, you want to be in a dark room. You want to be quiet. You don't want to hear anything. You don't want to talk to anybody. Now, I've actually experienced headaches where I want to be quiet. And I don't want to look at television. It hurts my head or hurts my eyes. And I don't want to be around a whole lot of light. But I don't think that there were migraines. So I'm just saying that maybe can go both ways. With a migraine, you're going to see flashing lights. You may see flashing lights. You may see spots. You also may have a temporary loss of vision. When you just have a regular headache, you probably won't experience some of these side effects versus when you have a migraine. A migraine You're not going to be able to work. You're definitely not going to be able to drive. You just need to lay down, sit down, be quiet, be still, and just, you know, take your medication and pray that it passes. So people that suffer from migraines can actually feel them coming on. Okay, they can actually feel, it's called an aurora. They can actually feel them coming on. Before a migraine can happen, the person may suffer from trouble thinking, not being able to think clearly. They may also see the flashing lights. They also may have tingling and numbness in their face or hands. Who knew? Tingling or numbness in your face or hands prior to the migraine. Okay, they can also possibly have an unusual smell, taste, or touch prior to. Now, a lot of people that suffer from migraines, they can feel it coming on. They may have some of these signs and symptoms. They may have other signs and symptoms. But a lot of times, they can feel it coming on. I'm getting ready to get a migraine. And sometimes they can be proactive before that migraine gets really, really bad. They can also suffer, which I learned, from constipation prior to the migraine. And actually, studies show that the person with the migraine may suffer from constipation, depression, yawning a lot, irritability, a stiff neck, or even craving unusual foods 2 or 3 days prior to the migraine. Who knew? Is that not interesting? Some things that trigger migraines, as you all know, alcohol will trigger migraines. It seems like alcohol triggers everything, I know. But alcohol triggers migraines, anxiety, menopause, hormonal changes. But these are just a few things. But you have to get to know your body and what works for you. And what happens to your body prior to a migraine, during a migraine, or even after a migraine. So some home remedies for migraine is drinking caffeine. You know, one thing they say, don't drink caffeine, but caffeine can help to reduce a migraine. Ice packs on your forehead or on your scalp, okay, or a heating pad. I also read that taking caffeine actually helps you pull in and take in some medications to get rid of migraines. So check this out. Also, chewing. If you have a migraine and you're chewing, that can make your migraine worse. So a lot of times when I have met people that have migraines, they don't want to eat or they don't feel like eating during a migraine. But if you do, studies show that you should eat very, very slowly and take very small bites. But you should not be chewing gum or anything like that, or chewing nuts or anything hard during a migraine. Some things that you could do to maybe prevent a migraine would be to exercise. Exercise helps everything. Yes, it does. Eat nuts, eat whole grains, dark green veggies can also help prevent a migraine. And those are just things that you can do prophylactically, okay, to help you from not having a migraine, or even if you have one, for it not to be as bad. Yoga. We're going to talk about yoga in the corner. That's something I'm going to try to start getting into. So we're going to bring yoga in the corner. Vitamin B2, which is found in milk, cheese, fish, and chicken. And also you want to avoid red wine, strong odors, or staying at a high altitude. So you don't want to go up anywhere really, really high, or go up on the 50th floor, you know, or anything like that, because that could actually cause a migraine. Of course, there are prescription medications for migraines. There's over-the-counter medications, like also naproxen, Aleve, or you can take Goody powder, Motrin, but there are also a lot of prescription medications that people take for migraines. Something else that I found is that researchers found that sometimes they give anti-seizure medications for migraines too. I didn't know that. Maybe they also give anti-anxiety medications to keep your anxiety down, your stress down, because those can be triggers for migraines. But I want to let you all know and end today with any condition, it affects people differently. And we've talked about this. Now, you may experience some of the things I talked about today regarding migraines, but you personally, your own body may experience something totally different. Just because I experience it does not mean that you are going to experience the same thing. Make sure that you pay attention to the onset. Try to pay attention to what you did, what was going on prior to the headache or prior to the migraine, and try to avoid that next time. That's just getting in tune with your body and how different things affect you. So I'm going to leave you all with this today. A lot of things in life we have to pay for, but there are a lot of things in life that's free. And when you think about it, the most important things in life are the freebies. Like being happy, being in love, being appreciated or appreciating somebody, just being kind, laughing, just having joy in your life. All of those things are freebies. So think about it. The most important things in life don't cost a dime. It's free. So I want to encourage you all today to celebrate your freebies in life. You all have an amazing Saturday. And this is Karen and Karen's Inquisitive Corner. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.